The Senate is as close as it can get, 50-50. Democrats only control it because they have the White House. And while Republicans are favored to win the House this fall, the Senate is considered up in the air. Democrats are growing more confident that they can retain control. NPR senior political editor and correspondent Domenico Montanaro has a new analysis up on NPR.org looking at the top 10 Senate races to watch. Hi, Domenico.
Hey, Ari.
You want to list the 10 for us?
We're not going to go that straight out.
Okay.
But, you know, look, because the Senate is 50-50, right, Republicans have to net one more seat than Democrats to gain control. Mm-hmm. And the Senate majority is really going to be determined by these 10 states, but the parties are really focusing on six. And of those, Republicans are on offense in four of them: Georgia, Arizona, Nevada, and New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. Democrats, meanwhile, have just two targets in the top six: Pennsylvania and Wisconsin. And in Wisconsin, there, Ron Johnson is pretty unpopular, the incumbent, but Republicans say he's grinding out a good on the ground campaign, despite early polls showing Democratic Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes with a lead.
This isn't the first time that you have looked at the top 10 Senate races in the country. So, how is the map shifting? The fact that Democrats feel like they've got a good chance of retaining control seems to be a relatively recent development, right?
Yeah, I mean, back in April, last time I did this analysis, Republicans I talked to were growing confident that they were going to win the Senate. But now, after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade and a slate of pro-Trump candidates won GOP primaries, this very much looks like a jump ball. Abortion has really shifted things, frankly. I mean, Democratic fundraising has gone through the roof. Democrats have narrowed the enthusiasm gap with Republicans because of it. But Republicans still have some fundamental advantages this cycle because of those high prices with inflation and President Biden being pretty unpopular.
How do you see abortion playing out as a campaign issue on the trail?
Well, it's playing out pretty substantially. I mean, it's an issue Democrats feel they can motivate their voters with, especially women, and they're really leaning into it. They're going on offense with it, painting Republicans as extremists. Let's look at Arizona, for example, where independents are so key and Democrats are hitting Trump-backed Republican Blake Masters.
He wants to ban all abortions, even in cases of rape, incest, and the life of the mother.
Yeah, Masters' campaign has been trying to clarify his current views on abortion, and they say that he supports exceptions for the life of the mother, but is also in favor of a third trimester ban and allowing states to make their own rules. On the other hand, Republicans are using inflation against Democrat Mark Kelly.
Senator Mark Kelly voted for all of President Biden's reckless spending, and that's what caused this mess.
Inflation. That is what Republicans are banking on because it remains the top concern for people in swing states. So we're going to see this tension continue to play out on the airwaves with millions and millions of dollars spent on both of these in state after state as the dominant issues.
The Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell has raised questions about the quality of his party's candidates. Seems unusual for the top Senate Republican to say that about candidates in his own party. Does he have a point?
He does, actually. I mean, there are a number of Trump-backed candidates who are giving Republican strategists heartburn, frankly. Herschel Walker in Georgia, for example, he's made gaffe after gaffe against Democrat Raphael Warnock, who Republicans are struggling to make attacks stick to. In Ohio, where Republicans should be expected to win, Republican J.D. Vance is struggling against Democrat Tim Ryan. Vance has made several missteps, including controversial remarks about women and family. It's to the point now in Ohio where an outside group linked to McConnell is having to try and bail him out to the tune of almost $30 million. So to the point of McConnell, you know, saying that these candidates have some issues, he's really irritated that Trump has handed him essentially a slate of candidates who he's trying to push over the finish line, who he thinks are flawed. In Pennsylvania, celebrity TV doctor Mehmet Oz has faced a real learning curve as a candidate against Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman. And that's despite Fetterman suffering a stroke earlier in the campaign and taking months off the campaign trail. Nothing sums up Oz's difficulties more than the viral fight over crudité and veggie tray. Here's part of Oz's video, which started all of it, followed by Fetterman. Response.
Guys, that's $20 for crudité, and this doesn't include the tequila.
In PA, we call this a veggie tray. And if this looks anything other than a veggie tray to you, then I am not your candidate.
Couldn't miss this one on Twitter, huh?
You notice his inflection there, veggie tray, right? You know, Oz, look, is trying to highlight high prices, which is the Republican message, but Fetterman instead turned it around to paint Oz as an elitist. It's the kind of little thing that Republicans, including reportedly Trump now, are shaking their heads about Oz's candidacy.
Yeah, briefly, what does this all mean for the de facto Republican Party leader, Donald Trump?
I mean, his brand is really going to be tested this fall. There's a big overarching question here. You know, can Trump-style candidates win in purple states? Trump has shown he has a lot of power in Republican primaries, but general elections are a different story altogether. And if Republicans lose in places they should have won and don't win the Senate, there's going to be a lot of finger pointing at the former president.
And PR's Domenico Montanaro. Thanks.
Hey, you're welcome.